Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I want you to holler at me, so give me a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're a little too afraid to call in, I understand. Email me at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You can catch me on all the social networks. You pick one of them there, Smooth Drama. The only one I don't have is Instagram. I've been debating, but once again, I need y'all to convince me because I don't see it. I mean, I'm not that photogenic, I guess. I don't just take pictures all day, every day, and post them like, hey, look at me, I'm scratching my butt. Hey, look at me, I'm reaching to scratch my butt. I don't see it. And there's only so many selfies I can take of me smiling, and y'all get to see my crooked tooth. Anyway, once again, Facebook, Twitter, all your social networks, I'm on there. Just look up Smooth Drama. I'll come up. Holler at me. I'll holler back at you. In the meantime, I want to give a shout-out to my pops. Not feeling that well, but I'm with you in heart, mind, and spirit, and I hope you get better. And let the show... Oh, also, shout out to my main man. I almost forgot, since I'm doing like him and doing all the shout outs, Mr. J, who for some inexplicable reason is in the neck brace. I told him there's a way to like, you know, like eat vagina, to lick vagina. He twisted his neck the wrong way, I guess, while he was down there doing that. And I'm kidding, I think. Anyway, get better, Mr. J. But watch it. Protect your neck, man. Wu-Tang said that like 15 years ago. You ain't protecting your neck, though. All right. Let the show begin. Speaking of protecting your neck, and well, this ain't Wu-Tang. Star Wars. Most people know that Star Wars, the movie, is coming out this weekend. And by now, there's probably some folks that's like in line, in a tent somewhere, because they're crazy. But, no, not hating. I mean, I'm a lover of Star Wars, whatnot, so I'm going to see it, but I won't be standing in line all night or sitting in a tent or any of that other dumb stuff. Well, I won't say dumb. I'm not as fervent a fan as you may be. Anyway, there's a church in Berlin that's hosting a special service on Sunday to coincide with the release of Star Wars, The Force Awakens. And this is on the church's website. They're going to have an organist who will interpret music from the Jedi score. And the worshipers will be encouraged to dress as characters from the films. And if you do, you can win tickets to see The Force Awakens. And the pastors in training, they came up with the idea after drawing parallels between Star Wars epic and the Bible. And they've been promoting it via Twitter. Because, you know, the dark side, devil, the light side, God and the angel. It's just they're so similar. I guess. So if you're in Berlin, go to the Zion Church. If you're not in Berlin, if you want to make that special trek to Berlin to worship at the altar with the other Star Wars people, shout out to my homies out there. Special shout out. I'm shouting out today. Kiss Major up in Germany doing her thing. Yeah, maybe Kiss can go and hang out at the church and take pictures for us. Maybe she'll sing a song for the choir or something before she burst into flame. Oh, I didn't say that. So, yeah. You know, we want you to come to their church real bad. Praise the Lord in your Darth Vader suit or Stormtrooper or whatever character you love. Yoda. Yoda reading the word. And speaking of reading the word, now, y'all know I talk about things that crazy people do, but Tennessee, most of you know, well, some of you may not know, there are people who sag their pants and let their underwear hang out. Well, these four Tennessee high school students were charged with indecent exposure, and two of them were jailed for it because they were sagging. And this is at Bolivar Central High School. It's about 70 miles east of Memphis. They spent 48 hours in jail. They also had to pay $250 in fines and court fees. And the school says saggy pants violate the school dress code. And I guess the school's resource officer, Deputy Charles Wood, said he had already reprimanded the students several times. So they wasn't understanding that it was real serious. Now, I, of course, think sagging pants is one of the worst styles known to man. So, taser, put in the police car, be made to sit there doing the donut run, or after the officers have had chili and are farting, sure. But jail? Come on. I'm thinking jail is a bit much, making the kids pay fines. I know you want to send the message, and don't get me wrong, I hate that style. I detest it with all my heart and soul, but do I believe they should be put in jail with real criminals because they have bad fashion sense? Shit, it wouldn't be nobody in the 80s that would have made it. The 80s was some of the worst styles ever known to man. Is you going to put Kwame in jail because he had them polka dots on and was hurting your eyes and he had that streak, whatnot? A lot of people was rocking that. Y'all know who y'all was. Hammer pants. Y'all know who y'all was. Y'all know. Should you go to jail for that? I mean, look, horrible style decision, yes. Make them ride in the police car, whatever. But jail with real criminals, sagging pants does not a criminal make. And I'll just leave it at that. Now, what makes you a criminal is if you're stupid like this town council in North Carolina. So the town had a plan to rezone the land for a solar farm, but that was rejected after residents voiced fears that it would cause cancer, stop plants from growing, and suck up all the energy from the sun. Now, I'm sorry. See, those are people who maybe not locked up, but they should be deported for being too dumb to be in America. Bobby Mann, because I'm going to name names since they name names on there. Bobby Mann said the solar farm would suck up all the energy from the sun and businesses would not come to Woodland. retired science teacher, and this is horrible, Jane Mann feared the proposed solar ranch could hinder photosynthesis, the process which is the process of converting light energy from the sun into chemical energy for fuel in the area, and stop plants from growing. Now, I've always been of the understanding that solar panels, yeah, they soak up energy from the sun to power the houses and the places that it's supposed to power. Last time I checked, the sun was hitting the earth anyway. See, like, if you're scared that the sun, too much sun, would cause cancer, that's when you would, like, put on, like, sunscreen, if that's your thing. But stopping plants from growing, that's how they grow. That's the reason why they say when you plant something, you put it in the sun, make sure it gets enough sunlight. So you're saying a solar farm would not work because it would bring too much sun to the plant. So they rejected it, and they said it would suck up all the energy from the sun, which hits the earth anyway, and is going to continue to hit the earth. That's, you know, that's North Carolina. So if you had plans on moving to North Carolina, you might want to rethink that. Apparently, there are whole communities of people who don't believe in the sun and are not very smart. I won't say that they're not very, well, they are not very smart, but they're also very dumb too. Is that like a double negative when I call people not very smart and dumb at the same time? Yeah, probably is. But oh well. Now, I'm a comic book guy. So I read an article about women who were trying to recreate comic book heroes' sexy poses. And I was like, wow, that sounds... And so I went, and there's a whole, you know, slideshow, whatever, women trying to get into these poses. Because I've argued for years that some of the costumes and the poses that they make women, or they draw women in the comic books, are ridiculous. It's like, I don't think there's too many women who would be wearing a costume that are like thongs and fishnet, or the come fuck me boots all the way up to their knees and the thongs. I'm just saying, it's just, some of the stuff is absurd. But so these women, they decided, hey, we're gonna try to do it, and it made me think, like, you know what? That sounds like a good idea. But I'm saying, right here, Smooth Drama, I have a challenge, ladies. Find a female comic book character's picture emulate that pose or make up your own, send it to me here, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. Well, actually, not smoothdrama. Yeah, email me. Smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. I'm tripping. And the best one we'll announce. I'll give y'all 3 weeks. So at the beginning in January, first week in January, I will announce the winner, and the best one will get an animated character created after them. Your name, your alter ego, all that. You will be that character. So this is my challenge. Ladies, find the comic book character's picture. Emulate that pose. The best one, I don't care if it's sexy, action, whatever. Just find one. Emulate it and send it to me. Smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. I'm interested to see what y'all got. Put your thinking caps on, ladies, listeners. Holla at your boy. Show me what y'all working with. I want to see some creativity or something. That was my Mr. J. I'm channeling Mr. J since he's in the neck brace because one of y'all put him out of commission on the low. I'm just speculating that. I'm not saying that really happened, but if it did, it's funny. And if he's listening, hey, I'm sorry. I put your business out there. If it is your business. Maybe it's not. Maybe it was just a harmless accident. Or maybe some woman put you in the headlock and she gripped your head and, you know, twist your neck the wrong. Anyway, I'm going to go on break. This. It's Black Sheep. Flavor of the month. I kid you, Mr. J.
Damn, damn. Let's see what kind of flavor. Do I want vanilla? Or do I want a taste of chocolate? Nah. I want something different. I want something slamming. What's the slamming flavor out this one? Let's see. Yo, Black. Which flavor are you?
Listen.
For a second, I reckon, I got you double checking. Then again, when to you need, did I beckon? Hold me only if you wanna get naked. Play me for the crowd only if you wanna wreck it. The name is Stress, like silk, I get slick. Drop rhymes like a bass head, big flicks. Constantly. Yes, it's me, D-R-E-S. So yes, I guess, unless you're best, you can get down to serious business with this. I never boned a honey that I didn't like. I never saw a mile that I couldn't hike. I never had a slip to make me choke. I never had a pocket that was broke. Hate no one but love, only a few. Franklin, Grant, and yeah, mom too. I run buck wild for self, but with the crew. But then again, I'm what you knew. Now I hear a voice. Is it what you want? I hope it is, kid. You're the flavor of the month. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going on. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. So you got the fever for the flavor of the hover. Chocolate sarsaparilla or is it you like another? Flavor in my socks. Silver curly locks. Black sheep rolling hard and I can peons out the box. Never have I ever, never, ever felt much better. Did the whole nine on the 10th, I was no wetter. Ready and I'm eager. Eager as a beaver. On the radio and good to go, says your receiver. Not to be the boldest or the oldest nor the wackest. Neither am I neatest or the newest or the blackest. Just a brown fellow who's not afraid of jello. To the people of the world, I would like to say good day. Had to wait a while, but the while has been waited. Never gave up hope in myself nor debated. Didn't shed a tear when I wasn't picked. Cause I got a cold now, wanna lick. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going on. I heard you got the fever for the flavor.
I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. Go. Now I catch a number one before I caught a glare. Now I give a pound one before I gave a stare. Now I guess I kinda got it going on. I get a wake up call on the norm. I used to try to push a demo, now I have a coup. That's a bit more than a little, but then not quite a few. Funny how they find you when they told you get lost. Tell me why you're gritting when you have no dental floss. Wasn't my loss. Thought you were the boss. You never knew how much the sherbet cost. Forget it, I never sweat it. Your girl will give me play, I'll wet it. It only happens just because you let it. Now everybody wants to play my phone. I see him with a spoon, I see him with a comb. You never knew I knew it, but I knew you were pursuing. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going on. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. Gone.
Mr. F the N word. That was Black Sheep, flavor of the month. So, speaking of the flavor of the month, everybody knows about Bill Cosby. Oh my God, we know about Bill Cosby. And so, Bill Cosby is, of course, being sued by like 50 women. Because, you know, rape. So, what has he done? He's taken action against seven other women who have accused him of sexual assault or misconduct. So, on Monday, he filed a defamation suit against Tamara Green, Therese Serenice, Linda Traits, Louisa Moritz, Barbara Bowman, Joan Tarshis, and Angela Leslie. In the suit, Cosby claims the women have made malicious, opportunistic, and false and defamatory accusations of sexual misconduct against him. He also claims each defendant knowingly published false statements and accusations. Now, I'm like this. So, if I'm accused of raping over 50 women, but I know I only raped 43 of them, for sure, should I, like, have a ball big enough to sue the other seven? I mean, think about that for a second. I raped over 50 women, 50 or more. I mean, right now it's like 50. I know seven of them I didn't rape. 43 of them I did. I'm just thinking, do you have the ball? Obviously he has the balls for it because he did it. But, I mean, can you really have the balls to sue seven when you know you raped 43 others for sure? I'm thinking, like, it's 43 to seven. Don't you just take all 50 L's and let it go? I'm like, what do you gain by, yeah, Well, yeah, I raked them 43, but you seven bitches, nah. I mean, really? I mean, this is, woo! I mean, that's extra, you gotta have some balls for that. You gotta have some huge balls. And I'm like, pyramid-sized balls. I mean, just to think it's cool to sue seven women. I mean, am I wrong? Am I tripping? 347-826-7435. Once again, 347-826-7435. Tell me what y'all think. Matter of fact, let me see. I think I got a call on the air. Call on, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. What you got to say?
I'm thinking that Bill Cosby had one of them jello pop penises, you know, that the women just couldn't resist. Have you ever had a jello pop? Well, come on over here and I'll tranquilize you and you can swallow some of this.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Oh, God, he got scared.
Yeah, we just not going, we not going to do that tonight. But thank you, caller, for your call and your contribution. Keep listening. I don't do penis. I have one. We are real close friends, but as far as others, no. Jello pudding pop penis. That was funny though. Anyway, yeah. You Bill Cosby. I mean, he's gonna be a dick about it to the end. Yep, Mr. Jello Pudding Pop. You know, I read where Felicia Rashad was talking about it and how she's like, yeah, well, it's my legacy. The legacy is gone. And to the point, I understand what she's saying, because she's like, yeah, well, you know, people are taking down the show, like, the show wasn't positive because one guy was a creep. And it's unfair, yeah, but this is a cat that, I mean, he knew he was a bad guy. And he's still rolling the bad guy away. Even now, suing some of the women, like, I didn't rape y'all. I raped them, but I didn't rape y'all. I'm just saying, just don't sue anybody. Let it ride. I mean, you going down as a creep no matter what. It doesn't even, all the good he did with the Cosby Show, Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, all that, unfortunately, it gets thrown to the side because everybody's going to look at him like, oh, he's just raping women. That's what it is. That's the legacy. I mean, it wasn't like one or two. It's like 50. One or two, you can excuse, hey, he was going through a bad time in his life. But when you at 50 is a pretty healthy number. That is a pretty healthy number. But hey, you know, I could be wrong. I could be tripping. But then I thought, you know what? Maybe it's just, you know, they say it's the age of Aquarius. I'm like, maybe it's just the age of the asshole. So, my point, there's this ex-boyfriend who, his girlfriend was called missing, Tamara Wells of Detroit. She's been missing for 3 years. And the friends and family are desperate to find her. But the father of Wells' daughter says her disappearance has left him with one less annoyance in his life. And in an interview last week with the Huffington Post, I'm going to say his name, just in case you're in Detroit and you're dating this fool. Ricky Tennant denied any involvement in Wells' disappearance, but he didn't deny how he felt about the mother of his 9-year-old. He said, "She gives me a headache." Well, used to give me a headache, but I dealt with it. And I'm looking at it right now as one headache is better than two headaches. I guess referring to his daughter. And I thought to myself, damn. I mean, we're at a point where you have a guy who, and we're talking about an active investigation. He's like, well, shit, I hate her ass anyway. It's one less headache. You know, that is beyond no class. when you could, the missing mother of your child, you have that to say. I'm like, I hope he don't have custody. You know, so I mean, the police questioning, but he's not considered a suspect. You know, police said he cooperated and all that, and there have been no developments in the case. And supposedly there are no suspects or persons of interest. Yeah, and so, but of course, Mr. Tennant claims that the police are not up front and they're following him, whatnot. It's like, well, yeah. You was involved. Duh. Why wouldn't they be following you? It's like, but I guess brain surgeon is not who, not that he gonna grow up and be any smarter. He's 58, so he's kind of at the end anyway. Did I say that out loud? Anyway, so I'm just saying the age of the asshole. I mean, who talks like that about the missing mother of his kid? I mean, that's beyond ridiculous. But hey, I'm not done making points. There's a school, Pops Ferry Elementary, who they made an 8-year-old girl change out of her Black Girls Rock shirt. You know, Sharika Jolly is the mother of Makia J. Black folks in these names. Maybe I said it right. I don't know. But they live in Biloxi, Mississippi, of all places. Shock Bias, Mississippi. Guess they said they hadn't had any problems, but the principal made her take off the shirt. And according to Jolly, when she called the school to find out why her daughter had to change shirts, the principal told her that the shirt didn't violate any policies. Rather, he said he used his own discretion in disciplining her. Yeah, he said, I'm the principal, and so I made the call. Because I guess Black Girls Rock is just, I guess in Mississippi it's too offensive. Now, I sat up there and I thought, like, okay, would it be a bad thing if, like, white girls had shirts that said white girls rock, or Asian girls rock, Mexican girls rock. Would people be offended by that? Now, I know I, for one, you know, if you work out of school and you seen somebody with white girls rock or Japanese girls rock, whatnot, I don't think that I would get offended in any way, shape, or form. It's like, it's not really that big of a deal. And I mean, in light of what's happened the past few years, the Black Girls Rock thing is obviously like an extension of the Black Lives Matter movement in an abstract sort of way. Well, not abstract, it's just, hey, you know, we rock. Please stop killing us and beating us and all this other stuff. An 8-year-old, I don't think there would have been a riot, Mr. Principal. She had the shirt. I mean, if you don't even say nothing, it's probably not an issue. But I guess it is Mississippi also, so anything that would be empowering to send anybody that didn't represent the rebel flag would be considered offensive, I guess. But who am I to talk about such things? I mean, I'm going to get back on the age, this is the age of assholes, you know, a.k.a. Aquarius, because that principal was, he was kind of the cousin of an asshole. Like, he may be a cousin of an asshole, but that's a whole nother argument. Justice Scalia, if you don't know who that is, Justice Scalia is a Supreme Court justice. You know, the highest bench, highest judge bench in the United States. He came out and he argued that Black students benefit from slower colleges. And this is, mind you, near the end of an oral argument in an affirmative action case where Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia suggested that Black students, and these are his words, benefit from a slower track at less prestigious schools and are thus harmed by affirmative action. Yeah. Now, he goes on to say that there are those who contend that it does not benefit African Americans to get them into the University of Texas, where they do not do well, as opposed to having them go to a less advanced school, a slower track school where they do well. Now, one of the briefs pointed out that most of the Black scientists in this country don't come from schools like the University of Texas. They come from lesser schools where they do not feel that they're being pushed ahead in classes that are too fast for them. He goes on to say, it could be bad if they really, if the really competent Blacks do not go to these lesser schools, because they might not then become scientists. So, it says, I don't think it stands to reason for the University of Texas to admit as many Blacks as possible, he concluded. Because, you know, that's what a guy who would be voting for the rights of the people thinks. That, you know, you're not that smart. So you want to go to a slower school because you guys are slower inherently. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Yeah. Woo! That is nice, ain't it? You know how you feel. You know how you feel. I mean, that's, I don't know what to say after that one. That's just, that is really amazing. But not a shock. Not a shock at all. It just goes, you'll have folks who will say, no, it's not racism. It's not institutional racism and whatnot. Not, we're past that. But here's a guy who is in charge of laws and basically upholding fairness in laws that would create equality, saying inherently a segment of the population just is not smart enough. No biggie. See? And you wonder why we love Malcolm X, who has choice words for justice. Whatever the hell his name is. I don't even want to say his name no more. I'm going to go on break. This is Sky Zoo, by any means.
By any means, my enemies in plenty reach. So what the need is, get them lean to get a lead. This shit a lean like Little Lee. Hit them clean until they clean up the mirror like shit is me. And then I'm trying to regroup thoughts. All these plans I was making to get me moved off and didn't know it right. Now that I know it right, I'm ducking cameras on the corner trying to blur the lights. Blowing lights, car covered in scars, cutting the smog. And the smoke screams under the stars, what a facade. When the smoke steams up and beyond, I bust a Huey. I'm old school, all of my slang is that truly. Pardon me if I'm different, part of me's reminiscent. And part of me's 2020, so part of me wouldn't miss it. Part of me's Montclair and part is Nautica Sweat. Part of me's by the stairs and part of me's on a jet. But all of me's the embodiment of a Yankee fitted. The only one who was riding up with a Yankee in it. Fuck it though, chalk it up to the rat. Nobody introduced me to Nia, so now I'm back. Like, can it all be so simple now? Can it be? When everyone that you a fan of is a fan of me. I use that to try to see just what this phantom be. And if it don't go as planned, then I just plan to leave. Leave before it turns, and then they swear it didn't. By any means, you saw them serve, you hear the difference. Raised as a witness like Jill Scott and the Jackals. Were born the day before Christmas, some shit I'm probably backwards. I'm living out of a rapper, gold ones to be honest. With big XLs all over them if you jacket. Just being honest, something nobody ever is. Relevant problems because the problem is relevant. Invincible in the memo section. Motherfucker shoulder reading, try and get a reflection by any means. And try and make it all make sense. Or talk money on the beat so we can all pay rent. Play Cody Chestnut, the theme song. Nothing but an open heart for me to lean on. Trying to get my green grown. Children singing out to the high heavens. Lord, please help us not to be clones. Well, after we roam, I feel the load weigh heavily, telling them reload. I just want peace though. Peace within is our end. Peace from within shines brighter than the stars and the cars and the shards of the shoe and the bezel, the screws to the shovel, the fuse to the use to the use to the vessel. To tell the truth, I used to dream of it too. But tell me what's an honest commie to do. I mean the obvious route, stack it up to get the back and whatnot. Instead of stack to get a pad with a yacht. By any means, I'm trying to feed my people. Need to do or you die. Until I'm in the zoo in the sky. Almighty open mind. By any means, my enemy was in plenty rage. Try to pass it, defeated and balance him and me. Shit ain't working, so now I'm trying to get where he be. And Sub-Zero, that motherfucker was in his sleep. Looking down at a mirror where his pillow be. Reforming, got through it to keep him sleep. No hustle involved, but that was beating me. Know the hustle involved if you should see him leave. Know we run to the stars whenever we are reach.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Sky Zoo, by any means. Now, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Please, if you're going to call me, though, don't call me asking, offering me Jell-O pudding pops that are shaped like penises, whatnot. I'm just not down with that. Make some sense if you go call, please. If not, I of course will hang. I go back to the days of Richard Pryor when Richard Pryor was saying, he would say to his hecklers all the time, like, hey, you know what? When you in the alley, I don't smack the dick out your mouth. So please, try not to call and make silly comments while I'm trying to do my thing. I don't smack it out your mouth. I'm like, you go head on. Just keep sucking dick in the alley. That's it. Speaking of sucking dick in the alley, there's that cop, Oklahoma City. Shout out to Ms. Drama. Another Oklahoma thing. Cop in Oklahoma City, former Oklahoma City police officer, Daniel Holtzclaw. He's accused of sexually assaulting 13 black women while on duty. He faces 36 counts, including sexual battery, forcible oral sodomy, and rape. And he, of course, has pleaded not guilty to all the charges. It's kind of funny because, you know, this is a police officer, and I guess here is one of the witnesses who was 17 at the time of the alleged rape, said what happened. Said she was handcuffed to a hospital bed, and while she was high on PCP, he forced her to perform oral sex on him. Another woman testified that Holtzclaw ran her name and found out she had city warrants, and then drove her to an abandoned school and raped her. Another victim explained to the court that she didn't tell anyone about Holtzclaw's alleged abuse because she's always been, I guess, criminal-minded, as KRS-One once famously said, and said, one of the women said, what kind of police do you call on the police? Now, the investigation into Mr. Holtzclaw was triggered after one victim who had been identified by local media as a 57-year-old grandmother went to the police and reported a sexual assault. That's how it started. Now, what we're talking about here is a police officer. I mean, it's the classic rape, because rape is not about sex; it's about power. So we're talking about an officer who abused his power, abused the badge, and was using his authority, his position, and power to tell women, hey, look, you got a warrant. And so you do what I say, maybe you won't go to jail. And, I mean, it's the creep. It's the ultimate creep, because what we're talking about, he puts women in a predicament that they can't. I mean, how do you fight your way out of that? You're already in trouble. So he leverages the trouble that you're in so that he can get sexual gratification. Now, I can't speak to what his mindset was, but I mean it's one of those it's similar, and I hate to say it, it's similar to Cosby, because where Cosby, the power, I drug you and I take you, you know, this person, and, you know, and he was getting off on it because he did it 50 times. This guy did it. These are 13 people who have come forward. We don't know how many other people that he has done this to who just doesn't come forward, they don't know about it, and it's like one of those things, because I'll guess that he probably's got more than 13 rapes on his ledger, but we won't be able to verify that. But the point is the abuse of power, and he's getting off on the fact that I can tell you what to do, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can give in, or I'll take your ass to jail. He gets off on that. It's sick. Sick and deprived. And speaking of sick and deprived, Maryland judge on Tuesday ordered a deadlocked jury to continue deliberating in the trial of Baltimore police officer facing a manslaughter charge in the April death of black detainee Freddie Gray, which of course triggered the rioting and the protests. Baltimore City Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams said a note from the jury weighing the fate of Officer William Porter indicated it was unable to reach a decision after almost 10 hours of deliberation. Now, he didn't say that the jury was deadlocked on a single count or on all four that Porter faces from Gray's death. You know, if you don't know, Freddie Gray, 25, died from a broken neck sustained in the back of a police van. Porter is charged with involuntary manslaughter, second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office. So, deadlock. Not that that's a shock. I mean, because deadlock, basically, it's not hard. You just get in the jury two opposing factions, and you're going to get a deadlock. And we know that when it comes to picking juries, lawyers know who they pick. So as a conspiracy theorist, I could say maybe there was some collusion. You make sure that you get to pick some of your guys. I get to pick some of my guys, and it'll be deadlocked. And neither one of us loses. And there are no more, I mean, silliness. But justice is not something that the people embrace. And when I say justice is not something that the people embrace, it's, you know, people say they want justice. But people don't fight for justice like talking about it. You know, you have these situations where you'll have folks riot, and yeah, there are some people who, and I'm not saying that there aren't people who don't believe in the cause, but there are some people, they riot just because it's just something to do, as opposed to the cause. So that's how I justify saying they don't believe in justice. They believe in, yeah, I'm going to let these fuckers know we serious out here. Unfortunately. And the funny thing about it is you're left with situations because the justice system is so jacked up, you get suits like George Zimmerman, which was tossed. George Zimmerman had a suit against NBC Universal tossed again, where a Central Florida appellate court upheld the decision of a Sanford judge who threw out George Zimmerman's 2012 libel lawsuit against NBC Universal. They didn't issue an explanation, but in the suit, Zimmerman accused the media giant NBC Universal of defaming him in 5 news reports following the shooting death of course, Trayvon Martin, the unarmed 17-year-old teen. And so, in June 2014, Circuit Judge Deborah S. Nelson dismissed the case. Zimmerman appealed the following month. Now, I mean, you think about it. Why is he trying to sue NBC Universal? And you figure he's like, hey, I was found not guilty, so I'm not guilty. So yeah, I killed a defenseless, unarmed black teen. And you know, this is a guy who beats on his woman consistently. Once again, killed an unarmed teen, unprovoked. Neighborhood watch, unprovoked. He wasn't attacked. He's stalking a teen and killed the teen. Beats on his woman. It's basically an overall racist scum and bigot. He feels like he should have his name back because, well, he should. According to him, he's looking at it like, well, shit, I wasn't guilty. I didn't do anything, so I'm suing. Because, hey, all I did was kill a black kid. It's no big deal. Black kids get killed every day. Nobody cares. And hell, he's right. You look at it, he's right as rain. And I mean, he has the argument of all arguments. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not agreeing with him. You know, I mean, I'm on record as saying I wish that somebody would have shot him and killed him. But we don't have gangsters like that. They only shoot and kill at each other or try to kill Spike Lee because he has the nerve to make a unauthentic movie, but that's a story for another day. And speaking of stories of another day, unfortunately, I have lost another relative today. I lost my aunt, Janice Brooks. She succumbed to breast cancer this morning. It's actually a relief because she had been suffering for fighting a good fight since 2009. So, you know, I say to my aunt, rest in peace. I'm glad that you have moved on and you're no longer in pain. And I hope whatever the transition is way better than you had to endure in this life. Because as we know, and I speak in my case in particular, it has not been a good experience, and I know it wasn't a good experience for her. And on that note, I want to thank all my listeners for listening. And remember, superhero poses, female superhero poses, Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. Contest. Till next year, I'll be announcing 2016. And on that note, I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. He
is the lady with her hands
up. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drummer,
together you got
smooth. Drummer,